Well, welcome everyone. Happy New Year. I'm so glad you're all here and that we've made it to 2026. Who would have thought that a few decades ago? I'm Mary Getten, and I'll be your hostess and facilitator today. I'm a retired telepathic animal communicator and a teacher of animal and nature communication workshops and teleclasses. And for more than 25 years, I led trips to meet with whales and dolphins in the wild. And I'm an author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, and a contributing author to Dolphins and Whales Forever, Whale Tales, and several other books. And I'm also a co-founder of Global Tree Lovers, which is a group that hosts and sponsors tree meditations and celebrations. And I started this monthly global water healing meditation in 2014 at the request of my orca friend, Granny. And it's hard for me to believe it, but it's been 12 years, and I am so grateful for the amazing people that show up every month and do the work. I know that together we are making a difference, and coming together like this every first Friday of the month is such a great opportunity to bring our energy together and enhance our practice of sending healing, loving energy to the waters of the planet. And I realized today that Granny, she's been gone now for 9 years, but I'm sure she's just really proud of what we've done and what we are continuing to do. So if you haven't been to our website, globalwaterhealing.org, please check it out. It has information about ways to heal water. There's messages from Granny. And there's archives of all the past meditations. So if you ever have a half hour to devote to healing the water and you want to do it with a guided meditation, you can just go there and pick one of the past recordings. It's a really great resource to have. So for the past 2 years, I've participated in a monthly blue light meditation that's hosted by my women's meditation group leaders, Patricia Cockrell and Joe Mui. And I thought today would be a good time to bring that meditation into this group. For many years, the blue light frequencies have been flowing to the earth to support changes in human consciousness. And psychics, astrologers, and spiritual teachers have reported on them, and even scientists are now starting to notice blue light. And blue is deeply rooted in spiritual traditions throughout history, and it's often referred to as the color of God. And many people today are experiencing blue lights and blue light beings in dreams, visions, and waking reality. And that color blue and blue lights increase emotional calm. It activates kindness and inner peace, as well as devotion and love. And it opens a door for understanding between ideologies. The blue light meditations are part of a global collective that is working with light to help raise human consciousness through meditation or action. And as part of this process, we hold the firm belief that human beings are awakening to a deeper understanding of the nature of reality and the meaning of the oneness of all life through kindness and love. So during the meditation today, we want to hold the vision that blue light is streaming into the planet and will raise human consciousness to bring peace, health, and harmony to the planet and all of its beings. We know that human disconnection with nature is a huge issue today, and by raising human consciousness, we can heal that disconnection. And through that, we can bring healing to the entire planet. So we're going to be doing an expanded version of Patricia Cockrell's Three Portals of Pure Being meditation. And in this meditation, we're holding a pattern for awakening on the planet. We are an amplifier of this pattern and energy, and we'll be bringing it in and receiving it first through the second chakra. Then the awakened pattern will enter the third eye and silence the fragments of our minds. And then it will go in through the heart and expand out into creation so all can embrace this new way of being. So close your eyes and just breathe. Breathe your name, I am. Breathe I in and am out. I am. And as you breathe, see, feel, or sense blue light streaming into the planet. Breathe I in and am out. The first portal is stillness. Place your full attention just below the navel and just inside the belly. Focus on this center of gravity and pay attention to the stillness here. Notice that the stillness feels solid and strong. When you rest in stillness, it supports you. See the blue light entering your body there and filling you while you breathe. I am. And rest in stillness. Continue to breathe, I am, in the stillness. The second portal is silence. Listen now to the silence and the noise in and around you. Whether there is sound or no sound is not important, because it is never about the conditions around us. Silence begins and ends in the mind. True silence is a mind free of thought, for there is silence in between the thoughts, and in the silence there is wisdom. So place your attention in the center of your forehead. Breathe, I am, and enter the untapped silence. See, feel, or sense the blue light coming in through your forehead and filling you. Breathe I in and am out. The third portal is spaciousness. Bring your attention to the center of your chest. We must leave the mind behind now and simply be in the moment. Breathe "I am" into and from this spot. Let your awareness expand into the inconceivable vastness within. Feel the blue light that fills you, opening and raising your consciousness. Breathe "I" in and "am" out. Now that you're completely filled with the blue light, allow that light to flow out of your heart to the people around you. See it entering them, opening them, raising their consciousness. Let the light flow to the people within your city. The light continues to flow out and reaches everyone in your state or province. Now let that blue light continue to flow until it reaches everyone in your country. Let it continue to flow to everyone on your continent. Let that blue light flow to every single person on the planet. Keep that light flowing out of you to humanity until you see everyone glowing a bright blue color. Now allow that blue light to continue to flow from your heart to every other being on the planet. See it reaching the animals on the land. The animals in the sea. The plants, fungi, and trees. All of nature is being filled with this healing, loving, blue light. Now flow the blue light to the earth itself, the land, the mountains, the volcanoes, rocks, the beings underground. And see the blue light flowing to the water, our beloved oceans, lakes, rivers, streams, the aquifers, the snow, the glaciers, and moisture in the clouds and air. See that blue light lighting up the waters of our entire planet. holds this vision of brilliant blue light streaming into the planet, into the humans, nature, the earth, and all water, transforming us, creating a loving, peaceful, healthy, harmonious world. We've set a container for consciousness to continue to raise and for the blue light to bathe this planet and everyone in it. Come back to this vision whenever you can and re-energize it. May the stillness calm you. The silence inform you, and the spaciousness affirm you. Namaste. You are coming back now to this reality, coming back into your body, your physical body, sitting in a chair. That's right, we are back in our room. We've left the blue light and the water and come back into our bodies. So wiggle your toes and fingers, arch your back, stretch a little bit. Coming back fully into this reality. And opening your eyes. So, welcome back, everyone. I want to thank you for going on that journey with me today. And if there's someone who would like to make a comment or share something that happened for you or ask me a question, you can *6 to unmute yourself and tell me your name.
Mary?
Yes.
It's Frederick.
Frederick? Hey!
Yes. Well, Mary, I want to say thank you very much. It's a wonderful meditation, very deep, and, you know, You know, this meditation today helped a little seal, because I met a baby seal on the beach, and I was so sad I couldn't help him. He was completely exhausted. And thanks to your meditation, I feel this the blue energy color going to this seal, and I'm sure it will help. Fantastic. Oh yes, thank
Beautiful.
You. Wow.
Oh, I'm so glad you could make it.
Oh yes. I
And happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Mary. Thank you. Happy New Year to everyone.
Now send love to that little seal for me too.
Oh yes, thank you.
Thanks. Is there anybody else who would like to share something? Or
hi, this is Linda. Gosh, Linda. That was powerful. As usual, it kind of knocked me out, but when you said to share it with all the animals on the land and everything in the ocean, I mean, my first thought on the land, it went to all the insects. And I was just...
Oh, cool.
And then as I went into, you know, because they're everywhere. They're, and then as I went into the ocean, it was all the krill. I mean, they get eaten by all the big fellas. And I thought, all that blue energy in them is going to be good for the big fellas.
You bet. You bet. Hit them with the food source.
Yeah. So that was my first feeling with that.
Wow.
Oh.
That's great. Great. I'm glad. Well, keep using the blue light. Bring it in, and if we can raise human consciousness, then we will do a lot better on the planet for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you.
Hello. This is Dr. Knight. I'm on like a 5-day broth fast, so I went really deep. And when I went in the ocean, and it was just, I felt the water like plasma, and then I realized that all the whales and dolphins and all of them see us as if we are underwater. You know, it was really, really powerful and really neat. And so I've been hitting my sound bowls. May I hit my sound bowls? I don't know how it will sound for everyone, but it may sound beautiful.
Okay.
Let me get the right one.
Nice.
With the blue light. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. And I have a question.
Yeah.
Donna. How does the blue light, which is very healing and helpful, compared to in the media they've been saying to avoid blue light for your eyes? And please explain.
Yeah, I know they have been saying that, haven't they? But you know, I think the difference for me is that the blue light they're telling you to avoid is man-made. It's coming off of computers and screens and things like this.
Okay.
This is a natural blue light that's coming in from the cosmos to the Earth. So I think it's a very different vibration, a much higher vibration, which is coming in from out there. And I really think that the blue light coming in from the cosmos is great for your eyes. You know, you can bathe everything in that blue light, but it's the man-made blue, I think, that is an issue.
Thank you. Now, what shade... Yes, thank you. What shade of blue light should we imagine? I was imagining like a blue, like the royal blue, but is there a better shade to imagine?
No, any blue that comes to you is perfect, you know, because there are
so many shades of blue, and I think all of those shades are coming in, and we're all perceiving it just a little bit differently, which is perfect. We want as much of the spectrum of blue as possible. Thank you. You're welcome.
Hey, Mary, this is Muriel. I'm going to have to be quick because my battery is going away, but I wanted to thank you so much for this and the preciousness of the blue hue, and also to remind that when we're going into the depths of the ocean, there is a level, I think it's called the twilight level, where everyone that goes in submersibles down there talks about when they are bathed in that blue down in the depths of the earth, that it is the most fulfilling, surreal, mystical, magical, wondrous feeling to be in that shade of blue. And then it goes from that blue into pitch black. But all the people that go down in submersibles comment on the power of that blue light that's in the depths of the ocean. So I just wanted to remind that that exists.
Wow. Thank you. That's really interesting. And, you know, I was thinking about it earlier. You know, James Cameron, he's very fascinated with going down to the bottom of this.
Yes, he was the first, I think, to go down into the Mariana Trench in the depths. I think he was
right.
The first.
So, and then he's got all these movies with the blue people, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I was thinking there's got to be some connection there.
I would agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much for not only your meditation, but just for your being and your initiating this group and being the mainstay. You're the glue that just keeps us coming back.
Well, thank you for being a huge part of it as well.
Oh, my pleasure.
Hi, Mary.
Happy New Year. Hi.
It's Caroline from Toronto. Creator God came in, and shortly after, I saw this humongous being, and it was Jesus. I guess it's his time at this point in time. And I felt the energy coming from the heavens or the cosmos, however you want to word it, is joining us with this blue energy. And I felt the blues in the skies just joined and merged with all of Earth, the waters, humanity, and all living beings. It was just very profound.
Good.
Thank you, Mary. Yeah. This was beautiful.
I'll have the recording up on the website later today, too. So just remember, anytime you want to go and do any of our meditations again, they're all on the website. And they're downloadable, too. So you can just put it on your computer if there's some you particularly like and want to do again and again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all about raising the vibration here, right?
Hi, this is Anne.
I'm going to breathe I am all day today.
I'm sorry, I heard a Anne, I think.
Yes, I wanted to say that, how are you, Mary?
Good.
This was really deep, like everyone said. I was married into a submarine family, and I swam with humpback whales and spinner dolphins and spotted and it was wonderful to feel all that. When she started talking, I feel it now. They're very multidimensional. So it's like energies from faraway places beyond the universe come to us from them. And I meditate with a group called Spirit Water Gardens, and she channels Universal Mother Mary, and she is the blue. So everybody needs to remember this is divine feminine goddess energy as and Nut from Egypt. It's all coming into the planet. I like remembering that Nut overarches the sky you know, and brings all the starlight energy to the planet and Earth. And I have her Mother Mary, Mother of the Sacred Sun. So we can think of humanity as that in her arms. And she's like this midnight blue with all the bright starlight. So I just wanted to share that that's a lot of what we're feeling from the cosmos.
Yeah. Thank you.
And Jesus is the sun. You're welcome. Well, thank you for sharing with us all. Thank you. And I saw my boyfriend with his eyes closed but gazing upward and smiling immediately. So it's like he was protecting me through the whole thing. So it's really cool, too. So that, you know, the joining is definitely there.
That's great.
Yeah, okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Was there something?
Hello, Mary Mary. May I read that Submariner's Prayer that I mentioned before you started recording?
Uh-huh.
Almighty Everlasting God, the protector of all those who put their trust in thee, hear our prayers on behalf of thy servants who sail their vessels beneath the seas. We beseech thee to keep in thy sustaining care all who are in Submarine, that they may be delivered from the hidden dangers of the deep. Grant them courage and the devotion to fulfill their duty, that they may better serve thee and their native land. Though acquainted with the depths of the ocean, deliver them from the depths of despair in the dark hours of the absence of friendliness, and grant them a good ship spirit. Bless all their kindred and loved ones from whom they are separated. When they surface their ship, may they praise thee, for thou art there as well as in the deep. Fill them with thy spirit, that they may be sure in their reckoning, unwavering in his duty, high in purpose, and upholding the honor of their nation. Amen.
Oh, thank you. Wow, that was beautiful. Really beautiful. Well, I feel complete. Do you all feel complete?
I'm complete.
Okay. Well, again, I want to wish you all a very happy new year. Our next meditation will be on February 6th, and Mayor Cromwell will be back to lead that one. She's very connected to Mother Gaia, and I'm sure she's going to bring us something absolutely wonderful. So have a fabulous month, and we'll see you all in February. And I'm going to unmute us so we can have our chaotic goodbye. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Brunish.